joining us this morning to talk about surviving breast cancer and how to encourage women to take charge of their health is Mema Carmo. She is the CEO and founder of Tiger Lily Foundation, but also a breast cancer survivor. Mema, thanks for joining us this morning.
Thanks for having me. Good morning.
So let's talk about your personal journey, and I guess how young were you when you were diagnosed with breast cancer?
I found the tumor at 31 years old, and I had no history of breast cancer. It was really shocking to find that, and going to a doctor and getting mammogram and finding out that they said it was not breast cancer, that I was too young for breast cancer and to come back in 6 months to a year or better when I was 40 years old. Again, I was 31 when I found the tumor. So if I waited until I was 40, I more likely would have been dead today. So it was just really, for me, important to ensure women had access to education and support and resources to be educated about and survive this disease.
Is this something that you sort of did on your own, or were there other people in your family or support group that says, hey, this doesn't seem right? Or what was it that made you decide, you know, I need to take control and find out?
You know, I felt if I hadn't been educated about my body, having a mom who told me about breast exams at 13 years old and been doing breast exams for a long time and hadn't been doing them for a long enough time to know better, I mean, I had found the lump. If I hadn't had a doctor who was my, you know, my best advocate as well, who got me a screening test at 31 years old and pushing for the diagnostics, I probably wouldn't be here. So as I was going through my treatment, I was thinking about how many women who may be dying if I didn't talk about what I was going through. And the more I talked about it, I found other women who were younger who were metastatic patients, who meaning stage 4 breast cancer and stage breast cancer, who were saying to me, if only I had known earlier and sooner. I met patients who didn't know they could have gotten breast cancer and who were not metastatic, but were also going through that challenge. And as a woman who was younger, we didn't have enough resources and support. So it kind of grew organically out of my need to make a difference in the world and ensure that other women who were younger had that right to live, you know, and having the right resources. So it was really organic. It was a process, though. It wasn't easy. Literally, being in treatment, having a 3-year-old daughter, working full-time while building a nonprofit, it took a long time, but it was worth it, and it's been one of the best things in my life.
Can you talk a little bit about the Tiger Lily Foundation? And you did take us through the process a bit there, but I'm wondering, you know, what goes through your mind when you make that decision, I really got to do something about this, and a foundation is the way to go.
Yeah, I think for me, one of the things I live by is a quote about, you know, service being the rent you pay for a living. And I couldn't go through my life just knowing that I went through breast cancer and just went back to work. And so it really wasn't planned, but the more I got involved and learned about disparities, about young women getting breast cancer, later stages, having comorbidities, and Black women, and the higher risk that we have as women of color, I had to do something that was going to be not just for me, but that could change the world. I think a lot of women think they can make a difference, and you really can. I began, like I said, single parents, you know, resources, working a full-time job. Before I knew it, I was on the Hill working on breast cancer, you know, laws and passing laws in Congress that change outcomes for women all over the world with breast cancer. So I just think it's really important for us to all really examine ourselves and think about how can our life be for a bigger purpose. Over the past 14 years, we've raised millions for breast cancer education awareness. We've helped women who are younger. We've helped women of color. Black women tend to have more aggressive breast cancers, higher death rates, almost half as much as their white counterparts. And so having listening summits as well and really amplifying the patient's voice has been critical for our organization.
We're talking this morning with Mema Carmo, breast cancer survivor, CEO and founder of Tiger Lily Foundation. As you've worked through this and you kind of had an initial idea of you wanted to be able to make sure that women kind of can take charge of their breast cancer and understand what they can do, what things did you find along the way maybe that were unknown to you, or things that maybe that are important for people who maybe have a cancer diagnosis that they should know?
Well, I think, you know, we should educate our girls sooner. I think women don't think they can get breast cancer, and that's a problem. I found many women are getting diagnosed with stage 4 breast cancer and becoming metastatic. And with that, there's many challenges like bone disease and bone metastases. And so when your body is going through breast cancer and you have bone metastases, you can have bone fractures and other things like that that are really problematic that can impact your lifestyle and your lifespan. And so, you know, breast cancer at any stage is challenging. Having the emotional needs met, having your children taken care of, giving that, you know, in-home support is important. But the practical things like, you know, dealing with your bone health and dealing with your mental health and having that support during breast cancer is where we stepped in to help people understand the challenges of dealing with breast cancer and really having support systems to help them navigate the process. And so with that, we've launched several programs. We do text alerts, provide financial support to patients during breast cancer as well. We have a huge library of resources that are free resources. We send help bags, provide financial support, send meals, and many other programs as well.
I also see you offer different connections through social media, either just, you know, seminars or people being able to connect. How important is that to kind of have that sort of network of people?
It's really important because people feel isolated during breast cancer. You feel very alone in your body, to be honest. And with COVID-19, that's heightened the sense of being, you know, separate. And so having women that you can talk to via webinars, having, we call them sacred sister circles, just having time to talk on Friday nights or the weekends, having dance parties, being able to express yourself during breast cancer and during COVID-19, especially with the racial challenges we're going through in this country, it's been really important to give people multiple platforms to connect on. So we have some programs that I really love. One is called the Pure Cat Initiative, which we offer 14 classes to patients and caregivers. And with that, we have fitness classes, yoga. We have mental health workshops. We have things on empathy. It's just many other resources, Zumba dancing, yoga. We have several conversations on race and on being a Black patient during this time and during COVID. And we also offer, you know, mental health resources and other things like that. So it's really meeting the patient where they are and then being with them throughout that whole journey and ensuring that their caregivers have needs, their children have support, and that we're giving the world a look at what a breast cancer patient deals with and how to meet their needs during this time.
How do you look at yourself now after those 14 some years or whatever from what you were then? How have you really changed, or how is this kind of, I mean, it seems it's become the mission for you.
You know, I think when it began, I just saw myself as being a girl who didn't know her way in the world. But I tell patients that you have more strength than you know. You think you're not enough, or you can't, this thing is too big for you to deal with. I found that the person that I become is always there. And, you know, when you face a challenge like breast cancer, it brings out something that you don't know you have inside of you. I had no idea I could start a national foundation, pass laws in Congress, help patients across the world to have a voice. Even talking to you, you know, I would never be doing media, like, you know, 14 years ago. I left my full-time job doing government contracting, and I feel like it's really important that, you know, women know they're not alone. And also, I've always wanted to lead with love in my life, in my work, and I can love patients for a living, empower them, and support them during this journey. And for me, that is very meaningful, and it makes it all worthwhile.
TigerLilyFoundation.org is where people can go to get more
information. Yes, it is. Yep.
And they can find out more about you as well. We appreciate your time this morning. Thank you for sharing with us.
Thanks for having me. Have a great day. Thank you.